Welcome back to All Talk. Kevin Dietz in with Marie Osborne. Republicans are outraged, saying Joe Biden got preferential treatment because special prosecutor Robert Hur did not charge the president, even though he said Biden willfully took classified documents. Democrats fighting back, saying Robert Hur's report was a hit job on President Joe Biden because the special prosecutor unnecessarily added the opinion that jurors would see Biden as elderly and forgetful. Now, three Republican-led House committee members, headed by James Comer, Jim Jordan, and Jason Smith, are calling on the Justice Department to provide transcripts, video, or audio recordings of President Biden's interview. Marie, what do you think?
It sets an interesting precedent, I think. I think our next guest is going to help us out with that. But the idea is that then all the evidence will be out there. People can read this, see it, and decide for themselves. Is President Biden this elderly gentleman who has a memory problem, or was it something else that was uncovered there in those hearings?
Yeah, it seems like it's one thing to hear somebody say that,
yep.
But if you don't hear it for yourself, it's hard to get a full judgment on what was really going on in that room. It's fascinating. Let's bring in Attorney Todd Flood, lead attorney, founder of Flood Law. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. I was watching, it was like, I don't know, Comedy Central or something like that, and they were talking about this case, and they said, we have the president, video of the president, and how forgetful he was during the meeting. And then they pulled up Donald Trump video, where he's under oath in a deposition saying, I cannot recall. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Right.
They go, we ran the wrong video. That's the wrong president. But it made me think it's interesting because if you're in a deposition trying not to say something wrong and you'd say, I can't recall or I can't remember, that could be very different from what I assume Robert Hur is saying in this case. What are your thoughts about the idea of releasing transcripts, video, or audio?
Well, there got to go back in history. Have special counsel testified before Congress before. We know that to have happened. Mueller did it. Durham did it. It was limited. You didn't hear or didn't receive the report or the transcripts of any recordings of those investigations in front of Congress. So I think this might be a heavy lift to get the actual recordings. There might be some redacted recordings that Congress gets because of sensitive information and non-clearance to put it over there. But, Kevin, you bring up a great point. Perusing through as fast as I can this 300-page report and picking up some of the thoughts here about special counsel not recommending prosecuting President Biden because of his age, being a gentleman, and having a bad memory doesn't mean that he's not guilty of something. It just means that he's saying, I can't prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's a fascinating story. I think there's going to be a lot of heat on the president, upcoming. And I think Congress, they're fodder. They have different agendas, perhaps. We know that. But the fodder they have is how this was not when they're looking into Burisma and they're looking into whether or not he had money and the like coming to him directly, how is this relevant? I looked at the letter they submitted to the Justice Department, and I see it more for, impeaching a witness than it is relevant to that particular crime that they're looking at or that, to submit a impeachment call to the House.
Todd, when I first read about this, that they wanted to release or they're asking for the release of these deposition tapes, it made me think of one of the most famous deposition tapes of all time involving a president, President Clinton. And you remember when he was asked about the affair and he said, well, it depends what your definition of is. I mean, that became a cultural phenomenon, that phrase, definition of is. And so I wonder, is there a moment like that in these tapes that would be uncovered?
I gotta believe there would be so many things that could be used for cross-examination or the like.
Yes.
Or for political fodder, right? As opposed to legal fodder. Yes. Maria, you're 1,000% correct. Because the craftsmanship of words by President Clinton to use the definition of what do you mean? What does the word is mean? So, you could only imagine. And this is more along the lines, though, of this was a criminal investigation done by special counsel, unlike that of that deposition with regards to President Clinton and how that would, what procedural aspect that took. And this information deals more with the top security of our country as far as classified information goes. So if anything comes out, I would imagine it would be so heavily redacted. The special counsel, you know what he did the very first day is he hired an attorney, a private attorney, to negotiate with the Congress to see and determine whether or not he's going to testify at all. I believe he will. I believe at some point in time you will see, because the last two special counsels in our country ultimately did testify in front of Congress. I think it will be limited, but I think it will take place as it sits now. I think the bigger question is these transcripts, for the most part, we have not seen precedents for these types of transcripts or recordings ever to be released, if not, under seal. I don't see it happening.
The bosses at the DOJ, they're supposed to work for the people, but they also work for Joe Biden. Do they have an obligation to release videos and audio, or is it completely their call?
It is their call. It's not the president's call. And we hold prosecutors to that higher standard of ethical duties. This was a Justice Department basically appointed a Republican special counsel in this case. My thought is that we have to give the Department of Justice and prosecutors that upper, I guess, check plus, that they follow the ethical rules. It's always been my belief, being a prosecutor, being a special counsel for the state of Michigan, that we're held to that standard, and God forbid that politics gets in the way of making decisions by Garland or anybody else. That would kill me.
Appreciate it. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much for your input on this.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy your day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how hard the Biden administration fights the release of these audios and videos to see if maybe perhaps that is telling in and of itself. We'll take your calls on this and other things at 1-800-859-0WJR.